Okay. 11, 12, 23. This is a prophet's corner uncut. We're going to talk about today about going through the refining process. And I hope that what I'm going to say to you will encourage you today, because it encouraged me. Because I'm going. Sometimes it's called going through the refining process. Yeah. You remember back, this was 7-2-23, the firewalkers. I'm going to read the firewalkers first. Who are the firewalkers? They are those that walk through the fire and have not been consumed. They are an elite bunch. The analogy that I can give to you is this. It is those who have served in the military and have survived. One group are always telling their war stories, but the other group sits in silence and never talks about those days. These are the ones that walked through the fire and survived. The reason they do not talk about it is the fact that if you were one of them, you would never ask. There is a general understanding that if you must ask, even though they might tell you, you will never understand. No one will ever know the pain of the process unless they have been there themselves. It is between you and your maker, a knowing that passes between the two of you that makes words unnecessary. If you could picture that, say a veteran that never talks about his days, then you got others that are always mouthing off and saying stuff. Well, they didn't really do much and didn't see much action, but those that did, they don't talk about it. That's the way I feel about the private fire that you're going through that God has put before you to do His work in you. You can't put it into words. You can't tell anybody. People get mad at you. People get aggravated with you maybe, but you cannot explain it. You follow the Lord into the fire so the training can begin. At times you wonder how you're still standing, but by the grace of God you are. You never imagined in your dreams how hard it would be, but nonetheless you're still standing. Those that have made this journey, for there are few, there's a knowing there and no words are necessary. I read a book by a prophetess and she said these words, through the fire moments. She was saying it all in just a few words, and I understood fully what she was talking about. I didn't need her to explain. I understood her. I said, I hear you, sister. For those who pass through the fire, few or no words are necessary. It is private, like that veteran. It's just between your Heavenly Father and you. He knows because He has overseen it all. He did not do it, but He allowed it for your good, to make you great, to fulfill His call in you. It's taken the heat of the fire to mold you into His image, trial by fire. Those that have gone before you knew this pain, for you can read about them in the Faith Hall of Fame. You read little about their process, but you see the end result. Why? No words about the process. There are just no words to describe it for those that have gone through this fiery process. Each process is different, but the understanding is the same. All of them went through it, firewalkers all. And God was with them and did not let them fall. So take courage from those that went before you and know that you are in good hands. Their legacy continues to live on, and many would like to be like them, but there are only a few that have chosen to enter the flames. As always, there were few then and few now. But quality is what God is all about. Quality, not quantity. A willing vessel that allows Him to get all the glory. As you come across a firewalker, there will be a knowing without a word spoken that you're one of the same clan, a kindred spirit. As I was writing this, the Lord brought up to me about the first Karate Kid movie. He practiced the crane technique. He was bumbling and unbalanced, and those drunks on the shore made fun of him. But when the tournament came and at the ending match, something supernatural took place when Daniel took out the opponent using the crane technique. I saw the Heavenly Father looking at us like Mr. Miyagi looked at Daniel with a smile, and there was a knowing. Father knows, and He knows all you're going through, and He is pleased with you because you get it. No words need to be said. All right. This process is necessary. If hidden impurities remain in your souls, though tiny and unseen from the naked eye, it can or could cause a breakdown later. Do I need to read that again? This process is necessary. If hidden impurities remain in your souls, though tiny and unseen from the naked eye, it can or could cause a breakdown later. The process is long and painful, and a thorough work must be done. Remember my servant John Mark, how he buckled when the fire got hot? He went home to mama. We've seen a lot of preachers go home to mama from this area. Oh, God sent us. But it's not very long and they're out of here. Make up some blame excuse. Well, the demons are extra bad out here. No, you're just a wimp. That's what the problem was. Sorry. You didn't stay. You didn't finish the refining process. You didn't let God walk you through the fire. You thought you were just going to come in, blow up, blow out, and leave. That's not how it works. Most marvel at all Paul went through and say, no way could they possibly go through that. It was only for him. But little do they know that this is the norm. For I do not choose the qualified, but I choose and then I qualify. He doesn't want your methods and means and your plans and your ideas. He doesn't need them. That's why He's working with you, putting you through the fire, refining you, because He wants to work that out of you so that all you hear is what He says. Paul triumphed over all his enemies because he allowed me to put him through the refining process. If he had not been refined, he could have cracked under the pressure also. I mean, he was a Pharisee of the Pharisee. You talk about he could go head to head with any preacher this day and win. When it comes to my plan and my assignments, there is no easy way out. All the fasting, now listen to this, please. Save yourself a lot of heartache. All the fasting, praying, praising, giving, confessing, etc. will not take this from you. Get this into your thick heads this morning, because I got a thick one too. I told you, this encouraged me greatly. Quit trying to work your way out of it. You voluntarily went into it. All right. When it comes to my plan and my assignments, there is no easy way out. It's like Mission Impossible. If you decide I'm going to take it, then they give you the rundown and you stick with it till the end. God makes Mission Impossible possible. Not you. All the fasting, the praying, the praising, the giving, the confessing, etc., will not take this from you. He has to finish this work in you. Kind of like Danielson, he would not have competed with the best if he didn't go through the process. He didn't understand washing the car, wax on, wax off, sanding the floor, painting the fence, painting the house. All they wanted to do is punch. Mr. Miyagi said, oh, you went behind the ear. You can't even maintain your balance. How can you punch when you can't even maintain your balance? You're up one day and down the next, living in this emotional roller coaster. Am I telling the truth today? My gosh. I must dip you into the fire, so that it will burn out of you any weakness or impurity that might cause you problems later. Do you trust His plan? If we can trust Q, Lord, we can trust you, right? Without the refining process, you will not make the cut. It is for your good that I do this. Trust me, I will not let you fail. Just see it through. Whatever you got to do, just hold on. If that's all you can do, hold on. Hold on. I'm coming. That's what President Trump does at the end of each rally. Hold on. I'm coming. Yeah, we've been hearing that how many years now? But he means it. And he's not going to drop the ball. All right. In this process, you're being squeezed to see what will come out, bitter or sweet. You will know them by their fruit, Jesus said. When the fruit is sweet, you will bear much fruit. He cannot turn you loose if you're bitter. From now on, when you're in the fire, view it this way. You are in my hands. I am the refiner, and I'm just taking you down for another dip into the fire. So many do not understand this process and blame the devil for everything. I got the right crowd this morning. He is my puppet, and he has been defeated. I'm overseeing all your refining process. Do not fear, for as I have told you many times before, you are in no harm. In this process, all the rebuking and binding and loosing will not change a thing unless I prompt you by the Spirit to say it. This process requires complete trust in the refiner. Let me go back up. Okay. Do not fear, for as I have told you many times before, you are in no harm. In this process, all the rebuking and binding and loosing will not change a thing unless I prompt you by my Spirit. This process requires complete trust in the refiner. In other words, it's the refiner that's doing this, allowing this for your refining process. There's a scripture that talks about, I might have written it down, about the purifying seven times of the silver. They put it in the heat, and they do it gently. They do it several times, and the dross comes to the top, and they skim the dross off to get it as pure as they possibly can. I know just what to do. It is counterproductive to try and get out of it. I must complete the process. What we do is we wear ourselves out. We just absolutely wear ourselves out. What did I do wrong? Lord, did I do something wrong? Blah, 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 blah. Like we don't know what's going on here. We act like we don't know. But think about it. Knowing what I have shared with you, keeping a good attitude is the best you can do. When I'm done, you will come forth like refined silver and gold. You're coming to the end of your process, and this is the most important part. For there are just some little issues left. The little foxes spoil the vine, though. It's easy to see the big chunks and get them out, right? But it's those little bitty tiny specks. Not the big things. They are obvious and easier to remove, but the hidden small things that can chew at the roots. See, the roots of your character. God knows down the road that your character is what you will stand by, is your character. And when it is refined completely, and you got a good root system, you'll stand. When it comes to those little things, there must be a thorough work. These are flaws in your soul, but take heart, you're nearly done. Most of my children believe that if they are in any kind of discomfort, that it is the devil. They have not understood that if they are to live godly lives, they will suffer. Suffering is just part of the journey for a Christian. They spend most of their time trying to get rid of the suffering and miss what I have for them. In other words, they're so focused on getting this off of them that they don't obey God. We're supposed to be occupying, right, till he comes? That's why the church fell asleep. Yeah. I said that I would not allow anything on you that you could not bear, and that my grace is sufficient for you. Do you trust me? No longer glorify the devil. By saying everything's the devil, you're giving him power. All the focus is on the devil, the devil, the devil, the devil, the devil. Even in the truth community, all of it is the deep state, the deep state, the deep state, the deep state, the deep state. What about God, 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 God? No longer glorify the devil. Keep him where he needs to be in his proper place, defeated under your feet. When you finally see me in this process, you will have peace. You say, I get it now, Lord. I understand. Satan has no power. I gave that the power that he had over you to you. It's in your power. Let there be no more confusion in your mind. I am the refiner, and I'm refining you, and you can trust me. Okay, I'm going to read some scriptures concerning the refining process. The first one is Zechariah chapter 13, verse 9. You know why the Lord spoke to me? Because I've been asking him about it. What the heck, Lord? You say, well, this is graduation time, and it's over, and then I'm going, something ain't adding up here. All right, Zechariah 13. Verse 9. And I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people, and they will say, the Lord is my God. No confusion there, right? The ones he has refined. Like, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. So many in the church are those that whatever voice they hear, that's what they follow. They have not learned, they have not been refined to the place that they can hear the master's voice and make the right choice. Strong's refine right here. To fuse metal, melt, pure, purge away, or try. All right, let's keep going. Isaiah chapter 48. There's a bunch of scriptures. I didn't write them all down, just some. This is Isaiah 48, 9 and 10. For my name's sake, will I defer mine anger, and for my praise will I refrain for thee, that I cut thee not off. Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I've chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. For mine own sake, even for my own sake will I do it. For how should my name be polluted? And I will not give my glory to another. See, we got to learn to hear his voice and obey him. Not lone wolves doing our own thing. People just coming in and just doing stuff. And it's not God telling them to do it. It's just, they're just doing what they think's best. He said he will not give his glory to another. He's not going to bless whoever does what. He's going to bless what he has ordained. What he says, that's what he will bless. And those that have been refined know his voice, and they follow him. And a voice of a stranger they will not follow. John 10:10. People are thinking today they're following God's voice, and they are not. And I'm sad to say a lot of the church is in with that. I thank God that he awakened us in this process to know the truth. Because we would be lost as a goose in a snowstorm just like they are. Okay, refined. Same word. Fuse metal, melt, purge. Purge away or try. Malachi 3. These all have the same reference in the Strong's. Malachi 3, 2 and 3. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. He shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. He ain't gonna have no counterfeiters. He ain't gonna have something, no brass, like Brother Hagin, his book. So, you know, what the Lord spoke to him about, the church has substituted brass for gold. It's a form of godliness, but no power thereof. It looks good, but it's nothing. It's bad. It might as well be the devil, right? Two masters, that's it. All right, same reference, fuse metal, melt, purge away, or try. Psalms 12:6. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. That's what I mentioned yesterday. Purified, to strain, extract, or purify. Think about it. I've got this little, you know, a little strainer that you know, like if you get a few little, your coffee K-cup, some of the little grounds get in there, you get the strainer out and you get the few little... That, think about that. You've got a couple of little specks there in God's. He's going to make sure there isn't any grains in there. No impurities in there. All right. When you have an understanding of what is going on, you won't be confused and will help you to maintain your peace during the process. And I want to read to you 2 Timothy chapter 2, and we'll be done with this. 2 Paul's encouraging Timothy, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same comment thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good first class soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangled himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully? The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say in the Lord, give thee understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which in Christ Jesus with eternal glory is a faithful saying. For if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. That's one thing that I said, Lord, let them hear what the Spirit's saying to the churches, because they're striving about words. They're striving about position. Well, how long you been doing this? Have you ever heard that? How long you been doing this? Well, we won't listen to you. You don't have any credibility. No, it don't matter the credibility. It means hear what the Word is saying. God's Word is saying in this day. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, right, divine the word of truth. And we don't need to be concerned today about what's been taken out of the Bible or not. For we are, what, living epistles? We are God's containers of His Word. They can't take it away. And we've got the teacher of the church there. Just like this is a spiritual house, spiritual birth, baptizing the Holy Spirit, speaking in a heavenly language. We've got the living spiritual word on the inside of us to lead us and guide us. We don't need to be concerned about anything. God knew what he was doing. He knew what they would do. So he put it in you. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness, and their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus. You have to really understand this. Those that are in power write the history. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already and overthrow the faith of some. We got this going on right now. But it's just in the other way. No, the Antichrist hasn't even showed up yet. I'm going, what do you not get? Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having the zeal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and of some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he will be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strife. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle to all men, apt to teach, patient. You're not going to talk them out of their garbage. Don't even bother. In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, that God prevention will give them repentance to the knowledge and of the truth, that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, or taken captive by him at his will. We're to be as wise as a serpent, but gentle as a dove. We're not here to argue with people. But those that will listen, we will gently instruct those that oppose themselves. Isn't it refreshing when somebody, you come across somebody and they're really interested? Well, remember that as you're going through this refining process and how our behavior is to be as children of God. Right? Don't try to get anybody to do anything. Don't correct people. Don't tell them what they need to do. You don't have that right. They'll turn you off and you've lost your witness. Let the Holy Spirit lead you and let them ask you. You know, God gives you a word. Somebody's sick and you say, well, yeah, you know, that happened to me and God healed me. Would you like to hear about it? They say no, then go on about your business. You know, there's a way. That's what infiltration is. You do it so slowly and so gradually, they look up and they're changed and didn't know how they got there. I know people, I've seen, there's been several, mainly women in my life, that's happened to. Just by me being around them just a few, maybe one time a week and just imparting a little bit here, a little bit there, and now they're changed. Changed them forever. That's how we do it. All right.